Blog Talk Radio.
Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Yahweh. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Yahweh, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. That's Psalm, hallelujah, 119, section resh. That's Psalm 119, section resh. Hallelujah. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yah forever and forever. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. My beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, you know the rest of the script. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to come your way and to grace you, you and yours, in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. We're going to get to some things tonight, and I will be playing maybe a couple of audio bites, not very long, but some things. Again, we were out of court now. Court is adjourned for just, you know, momentarily, briefly, you know, just for a brief moment, and we're going back in the court sometime next week, perhaps, yes, because I think we have some more cases to present here on the New Testament and its main player, JSUS, along with all the other members of the PSO family, because this is where these compilation of books come from. They come from the Roman canons, come from a group of Roman aristocrats known as the PSOs, and contain no truth in terms of how it relates to us as the chosen people of Israel. They put some twist over that to kind of throw you off a little bit, you know, try to throw you off course to make you believe this is this and that is that, and it is all meant to deceive you and to move you away from the Most High Yah, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, and people of the nations. Tonight, we're going to talk about another movement that's going on in America that's been quite, you know, in place and might have, you know, it's been prevalent. It's prevalent. It is a prevalent movement that you have the neo-Nazis, the racist redneck groups who are all in support of Donald Trump, okay, Donald Trump, or whatever you want to call him, okay, and Hillary Clinton, too, because, see, when you go to the polls supposedly to vote, you're still voting for what? You're not voting for the lesser of the two evils. You're just simply voting for two evils. When you vote for your own oppression. You are voting for your own oppression. It doesn't matter. Anyway, your vote don't even count. Your vote doesn't even count. These wicked devils are put in place by this group of what, elite, hallelujah, so-called law makers and law administrators, and they call themselves what? The Electoral College. Electoral College, okay? You get some time, some free time, quite a research this. Man, you got to know what's around you, my beloved brothers and sisters. This is no time to be slothful. The only reason why I'm putting this information forth out here to you and me and us is just to let you know what has been the undertones, the undercurrents of things that have affected us greatly and still to this day continue to affect us as a people in extremely negative ways. But see, the negativism, another new word I invented, okay, the negative effects of these things are impact us greatly in our day-to-day walk and day-to-day what? Life activities and conducting our affairs, you know, to try to sustain ourselves, our family, in this place called America, which was not set up to accommodate us in a good way in the first place, okay? Let's be very, very clear about that. America's not set up for a comfortable accommodation of you, me, and us as a people. It's set up to only oppress us, only oppress.
Well, it's for successful blacks, yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to get into that with you, okay? I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going there. Look at the masses of your people, you know. You may have a few, you know, that are millionaires and billionaires or whatever, okay? But what good is that? It's still the overwhelming majority of mine of your people still suffer because we were sent here by Yah, not to prosper, but to be punished.
What kind of God is that?
The mighty, holy, the great Kodesh one of Israel, the one who made and created everything and everybody, because when you disobey him, step out of his ways, he got some stuff for you, okay? Something that you cannot get yourself out of either. We've been twisting, turning, marching, spitting, coughing, getting dog sick on us, water hoses pouring, still nothing has changed. We have had so-called leaders to arise from amongst us who led civil rights movements. What the hell is that? I don't know. I'm telling you that right now. That will not do it because Yah told us over in that same book where all these curses were just listed, one upon one, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little bit, all of them lined up. And all of the curses over there fit us like a glove. One of the things he told us, that no man shall save you, no man, no man. You hear that? No man shall save you. Okay? You ain't getting out of this one. You can look for Bobby Doody, Booga Biga, Haga Hooga, whoever they call themselves. They are not getting you out of this because they cannot save you. The only someone who can stop this thing from happening is the Most High Yah himself, and he has a time that he said he's going to give us an expected end, an expected end. What is that? And expect it into all our troubles, my beloved brothers and sisters. See, I'm telling you this to encourage you at the same time. I'm making you aware of these things for your and my encouragement as well, see? Because I know things are going to change. And they're going to change much more quickly and much more rapid than you and I could ever imagine. My brothers, my sisters, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to talk about a group and an organization that calls itself the alt-right movement, alt, short for alternative, ALT-RIGHT. All they are is a collaboration of all the wicked evil groups that's been terrorizing our people ever since we arrived here on the shores of this wicked place called America, okay? This is the Ku Klux Klan, what, the skinheads, the neo-Nazis, the white terrorists, extremist groups all around the country have come under one banner now. And all of these groups support Donald Trump. They're not telling you the truth about all of it, though. They also support Hillary Clinton. Okay? Hillary Clinton. Her too. See, try to pretend that, see, they're trying to bring it out into the woodwork, you know, trying to say, hey, no one but what? No one but Donald Trump is supported by these people. And they come out and openly admit that they are a supporter of Donald Trump. Well, guess what? They have all over the internet now. You can go out there and look at, you can type it in, and it's going to take you right to them. They are saying, they are saying and declaring, hallelujah, all over the internet. They blew it up today. If Donald Duck Tramp Damp Trump, okay, if he loses the presidency, they are going to launch terrorist attacks. They did not say against blacks and Hispanics and Jews. They said specifically blacks. If Donald Trump loses the presidential nomination, they have declared war on us. What are you all going to do? How can a nation that's divided against itself like we are, because they cause a division, how will you even begin to be able to take a military stance when you got half of your people, Christians, I call them Christians, other Muslims, other in this socioeconomic group, these and your people scattered and divided. You wouldn't even be ready for war, so you already know the Most High has got to intervene, and he will, because he's not going to let these devils launch no mass slaughter on us that they've been planning from day one. because they knew it was going to be a day and a time when black people would wake up to this truth. As a matter of fact, as a confirmation of that, before I even played the audio bite about whether it's the white alt-right movement, let me let you hear what this brother has to say. These are very brief and very short audio bites, and it's not going to take much time. But here's a brother, just a regular everyday brother who has awakened to some things, and he has something to say about why all of this racial unrest and injustice and all of this wicked, ridiculous stuff that's occurring on the planet right now, right here in America, not just in America, all around the planet. Let's hear what this brother's take is on all this. Then I'm going to let you listen in on what this white alt is, and then you know we're going to go into the Word of Yah and tear it all down to let you know, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, that don't worry. You have absolutely nothing to worry about because the wicked shall not prosper in their ways. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite. We will return momentarily.
All right, so let me tell you the reason why white America has a problem. Reason why white America has a problem, and before I get into it, let me just say this. I don't have a problem with white folks. I got some white people that work for me. I got some white people that work with me. I find them to be very cool people. It's not about that. It's not about white and black. This is simply about history. Here's the thing, okay? Reason why white America has a problem is because of this. You got so-called African-American people who are starting to wake up and realize who they are. They're researching their real history. They're finding out about who we were before we came to America. They're finding out who our real ancestors are and what we really did and who we really are attached to. Okay? I believe it was Willie Lynch who said that if at any point the mind of the slave comes across any real history of where they come from, the brain will immediately start to correct itself. And that's exactly what's happening. You got a bunch of people who have come into touch with, in some form or fashion, their real history, and their brains are immediately correcting themselves. Now, this would be no different, than if African people had enslaved Europeans, took them from Europe, put them in Africa, or took them over to America, started a country. Europeans will be doing the same thing that we're doing right now. Bottom line is that black people know that they're being oppressed, okay? They can feel it. The youth can feel it. And as long as we've been in this country, we've been over here just as long as the European has been over here. There's no way that we should be at the bottom of the ladder socially and economically still. It's impossible. It's improbable. It shouldn't be happening. So basically, the reason why, it's a real problem is because black people are starting to realize that we are the children of God. You know, we are the chosen people, the lost people from the lost tribes. And we're starting to understand the land that was taken from us and some of the promises that were to be given to us and some of the things that befell us and all of that. Anyway, we know what's going on, and we're sharing the stories with our youth. So as the generations get older and older, they're going to start to understand that they can no longer fall for the propaganda that is religion. I know it's hard for people to really, wrap their brains around that, but when we came over here, sorry, but we weren't Christians, We were forced to suffer peacefully, and Christianity is just something that was indoctrinated into our way of thinking. And correct me if I'm wrong, but if you never correct something from the past, of course it's still going to be prevalent right now, which is the reason why the mindset is still the way that it is. But you can't really, really be, you can't really think like a person can beat you, burn you, maim you, rape your women, and then give you a righteous religion. Don't be naive. I mean, come on. That's what's going on. We've gotten in touch with our roots and who we really are. And it's time to lay claim to what's truly ours. And that is the reason why it's no different from any other group of people on the earth. Indian people know their history. Mexican people know their history. The Caucasian know their history. They can trace it all the way back. We're the only ones who can't. We're the only one as displaced as we are. I mean, we all know that Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68 is, I mean, we know that. Who else does that apply to on the earth right now? It never happens to any other group of people except for us. So just think about.
Just a little back up on what the brother was saying. He made some very good points. Isaiah chapter 1. Hallelujah. Let's look at some things here. Verse 24, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 24. Therefore, thus saith Yah, thus saith the Master, the Great One, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Mighty One of Israel. Ah, I will ease me of mine enemies and avenge me of mine enemies. Hallelujah, of mine adversaries. I'm sorry. I will ease me of mine adversaries and avenge me of mine enemies. And I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross and take away all thy tin. See, he's talking about a refining process here now. Literally, this is what you do when you are refining metal. See, the dross, which is the what? Byproducts, all the pollutants and all of the things that don't make a metal perfect is considered the dross of that. See, purge away. You gotta do away with the dross. When you're refining gold, you gotta even get rid of what? You gotta get rid of the dross and take away all that tin. Tin is a very thin, cheap metal that's really hardly in use and useful for anything. And I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be. I always deal with shalls, not shoulds. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and her converts with righteousness. Look over here. See, he didn't like all of this that we were doing. Even what some of y'all brothers say, y'all keeping the Shabbats and new moons and all like this. Well, the Most High Yah has to tell you this, okay? Isaiah chapter 1, verse 11. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? See, Yah's face is not turned toward us yet. His anger has not ceased. Saith Yahweh, I am full of burnt offerings of rams, which y'all can't do that anyway because you don't own no rams, you don't own nothing. Okay, and the fat of what? A fed beast. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons, here you go. Y'all talking about the new moons, huh? The new moons and Shabbats, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meetings. Y'all see y'all keeping all the new moons and the Shabbats and everything. Y'all, they just don't mean nothing to him. Because right now, hallelujah, we are still what? We still stink in his nostrils. We're still as filthy rags before him. Yah has got to and will bring about the righteousness. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. So y'all keeping all the feasts, huh, brother? Uh-huh. Y'all keeping all this, huh? Uh-huh. I know y'all got some twists. I know y'all want to twist it, but this is word of Yah. You better leave it alone. You better leave it like it is. Yeah, but he was talking about all. He's talking about all of us. Yes, he's referring to the days of old. He's talking about these days here, too. Y'all went over there, y'all got something all mixed up. But anyway, let's pull it all together, my brothers, my sisters. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them, but Yah has already told us. He has a fix. The Most High Yah has a fix for everything, hallelujah, that we have gotten ourselves into. Hallelujah. Even so that the Most High even declares unto us that the ox knows his owner, the ass knows his master's crib. In other words, an ox and an ass has more sense than an Israelite. At least they know where they live. They know who feeds them, who sustains them. Israel, you have no idea. Most I say you don't even consider. Look at that. But let me tell you something. I'm bringing forth words of comfort. Don't you worry. Pray for the peace. He told the nations, even us, to pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. They shall prosper that love thee. Yah's courts of his mighty great city shall be treaded upon and walked upon again by his heritage, his nation, his people, the apple of his eye, Yisrael. Sleeker, and we just so happen, excuse me, I mean, he just so happened to still have love for this people that he chose, hallelujah, above all people that are on the face of the earth. Yes, my brothers, yes, my sisters. I don't care how many movies they have about this. Now, let's look now. Let's let one of the head chiefs of this so-called alt-right movement tell you what this mess is all about, who is supposedly supporting Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump, but I already told you, don't you worry about nothing. No, you just hold right down, my brothers and sisters. Don't even worry, because they will not even make it to try to perpetrate any more violence against the children of Israel here in the snakes and in the confines of the daughter of Babylon, America. I'm Yeremi, I'll be in Israel. You are in the knowledge suite. We will return momentarily. I want you to listen to this. Listen very closely to what this devil has to say, okay? Hallelujah.
Hello, I'm Jared Taylor with American Renaissance. What's the alt-right or alternative right? Millions of people heard the term for the first time when Hillary Clinton mentioned it in a campaign ad last week.
A campaign chair that ran a website that has become a field day for the alt-right, which is racist and all sorts of other ifs.
The alt-right, which is a sort of dressed-up-in-suits version of the neo-Nazi and white supremacist movement.
She said it's full of terrible people, and she tried to connect it to Donald Trump. So the mainstream media are now full of stories explaining the alt-right. Even a Japanese newspaper interviewed me the other day about the Arto Raito. As a long-standing member of the alt-right, this is how I see it. We are a broad dissident movement that includes many different websites, organizations, and viewpoints. Some members hold distinctive positions on sex roles, trade and free markets, forms of government, and foreign policy. But they all agree on one thing. Equality is a dangerous myth. The alt-right is united in rejecting the current dogma that all races are equal. Races are different. They differ in average levels of intelligence. They do not build identical societies. And there is no reason to think non-whites can maintain Western civilization, the civilization that whites created. And most people prefer the culture created by their own race and prefer to be around people like themselves. Blacks, Hispanics, and Asians express this preference all the time, and everyone thinks it's fine. It's only whites who are thought to be immoral if they openly prefer the culture, society, and people of Europe. Now, if you're shocked by what I've said so far, you're not part of the alt-right. Not yet. But just wait. We're growing all the time. The alt-right is eager to have the honest dialogue on race that former Attorney General Eric Holder and others claim to want. Well, they're not sincere. They want to exclude everyone who disagrees with them. Honest dialogue is meaningless if everyone already agrees. Let me give you a little alt-right history. The term was first used in 2008 and came out of the political discussion group, the H.L. Mencken Club. And the people who first popularized the expression were Richard Spencer and Paul Gottfried. In the last 8 years, the alt-right has expanded enormously. It's now closely associated with websites such as VDare, Taki's Magazine, my own, American Renaissance, and many bold new sites such as Radix Journal, Social Matter, The Right Stuff, Red Ice Radio, The Political Cesspool, and The Alternative Right. Many of the most creative and dynamic members are the alt-right Twitter army, always ready with clever memes and smackdowns against liberal journalists. Most of the people in the alt-right, especially the younger ones, have to hide their identities because of our oppressive political atmosphere. Only a tiny fraction of the alt-right can afford to be open about their views, because if you dissent publicly, you can be fired from your job, kicked out of school. It's like the dissident movement in the old Soviet Union, despite the fact that we claim to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Hillary Clinton and the press have tried to tie the alt-right to Alex Jones and to various people associated with Breitbart.com and to Donald Trump himself. This is dishonest. None of these people has ever taken up the cause of white identity or talked openly about race and IQ. We may be sympathetic to people such as Steve Bannon of Breitbart and Donald Trump because of their views on immigration, but they have never spoken up for explicitly white interests. If you want to learn more about the alt-right, the biological reality of race, or the importance of white racial consciousness, please visit our website, American Renaissance, at www.amran.com, or any of the other sites that I've mentioned. It could be your first step into a world where things finally make sense, where there are real solutions to problems liberal orthodoxy can't even understand, much less solve. Join us in the struggle for a better, brighter future for our country and for our people.
Sounds very familiar, doesn't it? For white rights, you say. Look at this. Did you hear all the little bits and pieces in there about how they try to say that whites are superior to everybody else on this planet, that their intelligence quotient, which happens to be a thing they call IQ, of course, which they have very little to none of that. Those of us who know they don't. Oh, yes. Okay? Their intelligence quotient, they have to preserve what white rights. This is the same talk, the Ku Klux Klan, the neo-Nazis. What did I tell you? This is all of those groups combined into one. Now they call it the alt-right movement, and who are openly declaring war against our people all over the internet and news today. But notice, none of your major news hubs had anything to say about this. They didn't even mention it. And it's been blasting, blowing up social media all day today and for quite some time. You know, this thing has been out there for quite some time. It's been out there for weeks. It's been out there for months. It's just now getting some attention, so to speak, okay? Yes. I'm the alt-right. Well, guess what? Yeah, I've got something for y'all, too. Oh, yeah, you say y'all alt-right. No, y'all all wrong, okay? All wrong, because the Most High has something for the wicked. Hallelujah. Well, I got news for you, Mr. Wicked Man. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3. A man shall not be established by wickedness, because that's what y'all are. You are wicked. You are established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall never be moved. Don't even think about it. You are not going anywhere but straight to hell. Yes, you're going to the hole, to the pit in the ground, and that will be your eternal home, because you and yours will never rise again to trouble the righteous. Hallelujah. The wicked shall cease from troubling. The righteous shall be at rest. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 21. Hallelujah. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 20. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. See, these wicked beings not only imagine it, they carry it out. But to the counselors of peace is joy. But to the counselors of peace is joy. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 18. The wicked worketh a deceitful work. Deceitful work now. But to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. And there is a reward for the wicked as well. Hell will be your reward, and it shall be an eternal reward, because you wicked race will never rise again, never. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 25. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more. Listen at that. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 7. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. It's going to rot with you in hell, wicked man. So you go ahead with your alt-right, which is alt-wrong. Oh, yeah. Go ahead with your wicked devices that you devise against the church. Love you. Well, my beloved brothers and sisters, don't worry. Be prayerful. Stay strong in the Most High Yahweh. Call upon his name, because the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous runneth to it and is safe. Join us again next week in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. We bid you peace and blessings. Blessings and peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.